Chapter 6, The Third Event, The Restoration of the Priesthood. How can I receive Christ? While translating the Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery learned that people must be baptized for the remission of their sins. So in May 1829, they went into the woods near Harmony, Pennsylvania, and asked the Lord about baptism. In response to their prayer, John the Baptist appeared to them, ordained them to the Aaronic priesthood, and commanded them to baptize each other. Not long afterwards, Peter, James, and John appeared and ordained Joseph and Oliver to the Melchizedek priesthood. The restoration of the priesthood answers the question, how can we receive Christ's gospel and the blessings of his atonement? Specifically, the priesthood is the power of God delegated to his worthy male children to preach the gospel and administer in the ordinances thereof. And it is by receiving these sacred ordinances that we enter into the gospel covenant. Through this means, the atonement takes effect in our lives so that we can be sanctified. Thus, the ordinances of the priesthood enable us to get onto the path of eternal life. It's the ordinances that separate celestial activity from terrestrial activity. Through them, we accomplish the mission of the church. We proclaim the gospel in bringing people to baptism. We perfect the saints by bringing them to the sacrament and to the temple. And we redeem the dead by performing vicarious ordinances in their behalf. These are celestial works because they orient a person to God and enable his soul to be saved and perfected. Of course, we should also do many good works on a terrestrial level by serving the physical, emotional, intellectual, psychological, and spiritual needs of other people. If we study the Savior's life, we can see that it was filled with good works of this kind. He blessed and comforted and healed many people. And the Apostle Peter said that he went about doing good. But his ultimate purpose was to lead people to the ordinances of the gospel, because without these they are not deeply changed in their nature. As Joseph Smith taught, being born again comes by the Spirit of God through ordinances. The administering of the ordinances of the kingdom, a celestial activity, and the establishment of God's kingdom required a restoration of sacred priesthood power and authority. Of this, Elder Bruce R. McConkie taught, this priesthood of Melchizedek is the highest and holiest order given to mortals now or ever. It includes now, and has always included, the power and authority of the Holy Apostleship. With it, the struggling mortals who will soon, by divine command, organize anew the Church and Kingdom of God on earth, receive certain keys of almost infinite import. They receive the keys of the kingdom, by virtue of which they are empowered to organize, preside over, govern, and regulate the kingdom of God on earth, which is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They also receive the keys of the dispensation of the fullness of times, that glorious age of restoration and refreshment in which God designs to gather all things in one in Christ, that age of revelation and gifts and miracles in which he will bring to pass the restitution of all things spoken by the mouths of all the holy prophets since the world began. Close quote.